take a look as the Bulldogs take the field. Left to right, Jarek Garbizo, Tevin Broadhead, and Walker Lewis. Third to first is Austin Villalba, Curtis Bevins, Isaiah Aguilar, and Zane Garcia, last night's hitting hero for the Bulldogs. In the battery tonight is the brothers Ornelas. Gabe on the mound and Patrick behind the plate. That actually just happened. I didn't plan that at all. It is Gabe Ornelas on the mound and Patrick Ornelas behind the plate. They do have a radar gun on every pitch here in the arena, so we'll know how hard Gabe Ornelas and Maverick Barris are throwing tonight on every pitch. So that is good and bad. I think for the fans, it's good, but for the high school kids, I don't know that it's a good thing because they're going to want to try to hit 90 on the radar gun, and I don't know that any of them tonight throw 90 miles an hour. So we'll see as we're just about a minute away from first pitch here. Gabe Ornelas threw against Sholo in the 6-5 win to start the playoffs here for the Bulldogs. Didn't have his best stuff and really battled through it. The team gave him 6 early runs, and he was able to battle the rest of the way before Curtis Bevins came in for the close. So we will see what the Bulldog junior right-hander has here tonight as we are ready to go in a 3A state title game. And leading it off for the Crusaders is Noah Gray, the shortstop, 360 hitter on the season. He'll hit from the right side, and Villalba will play even with the bag at third base. Garcia back a bit at first base. And into the windup on the first pitch on the way from Ornelas is called strike one. Fastball on the outside half. And quickly head 0-1 is Ornelas. Gets a sign from his brother. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, driven to the right side, knocked down by Aguilar, and he'll throw it over to Garcia for out number one. One up and one down, an 83-mile-an-hour fastball there by Gabe Ornelas for the first out. Now batting, Dylan Smith, the second baseman junior, hit 356 on the air. He'll hit from the right side as well. Ornelas toes the right side or the left side of the rubber, and he'll go into the windup. First pitch on the way, fastball inside for ball one. Smith standing way up on the plate, toes nearly touching that inside part of the plate, and called strike one on the next pitch. One ball, one strike. This umpire tonight, very deliberate. He probably says strike down below, but we can't hear it, so it's 1-1. Pitch on the way. Curveball in the dirt. Bounces over the head of Patrick Ornelas for ball one. That happened to Pat a couple of times. That is ball two. Thank you. Two balls and one strike. And Pat Ornelas, as a catcher, you're taught to go down to block the ball. But here, when the ball hits in front, it's very hard. And a couple of times it's gone over his head. 2-1 pitch on the way from Ornelas to Smith. Fastball in the dirt, ball three. So Smith is way ahead, 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out, nobody on here. Top of the first inning between Safford and Northwest Christian in the 3A title game. Bulldogs looking for their first baseball championship since 2008. 3-1 pitch on the way from Ornelas. Swung on and missed, strike two. 82-mile-an-hour fastball right past Dylan Smith. 3 balls, 2 strikes here with the bases empty for the Crusaders. Ornelas trying to come all the way back into the windup. And the pitch fouled straight back and above us. It'll stay a full count. That probably is going to land on the roof behind us. That's why they have gates back there. Sorry, that's an inside. We've been walking around. We've been here since 4 o'clock when the 1A game started. So we've been around the stadium. They've got gates under the roof. Full count pitch on the way from Ornelas to Smith. Swung on, fouled off at the plate. He'll stay full count. So Gabe Ornelas throwing a lot of pitches already. He's in his 9th pitch here, and he's got a full count on Dylan Smith, the number 2 batter in Northwest lineup. Ornelas into the windup, full count pitch on the way, and high and in, ball 4. And Smith draws a walk, and Northwest has their first base runner of the game. And that'll bring to the plate Logan Ripple, the catcher. 372 this year. He is their best hitter on the season. Actually, Tyler Royal hitting 400 down at third base, so nearly the best hitter for Riffle. He'll hit from the right side as well, with Smith taking his lead from first. Ornelas into the stretch for the first time. First pitch swung on and lifted down the right field side into the bleachers for strike one. No balls, one strike on the Crusader catcher. Bulldogs play straightaway on defense. Middle infield maybe a little back. 0-1 pitch on the way. Runners going, lifted off the right side. That is trouble. Nope, Garcia underneath it at first base. He'll pull it in for out number two. And the runner, Smith, is back to first base. And now the Crusaders will have it two out and one on. And now the aforementioned Tyler Worwell to the plate. 400 hitter this year. He's a senior third baseman, hits from the right side. Smith stands at first base with two outs for the Crusaders. Zane Garcia in fair territory caught that last pop-up. And with one on and two outs, Worrell digs in. Ornelas checks the runner at first. He takes off. Pitch on the way. Patrick throws down, and the throw is not in time. Bounces off the glove of Isaiah Aguilar and into center field. But Smith steals the base clean. And he'll be there with two outs. And we mentioned in the pregame that Northwest has sold now 103 bases this year. That's 40 more than Stafford has. So that is a significant number for Northwest. And Smith wastes no time taking the first one here. Ornelas throws out 42% of runners. Just that one was just not in time. It was a called strike on Worrell, though, so it's no balls, one strike. Now with Smith at second base for Northwest Christian. Gabe Ornelas comes set at the chest. Takes a peek back. Now fires to the plate. Curveball lifted down the right field line, but foul. And it'll be now 0-2 on Worrell. The surprise staff has the outfield seats covered. Like you would see at like a monster track truck rally where you can't sit. You just can't sit in those seats down the right field and left field line. 0-2 pitch coming on the way from Ornelas to Worrell. Fastball just missed on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. 83-mile-an-hour fastball from Ornelas, and it just missed the outside corner. He hit the spot, but the umpire behind the plate didn't budge. One ball, two strikes. Runner at second with two outs for Northwest. Pitch on the way. Curveball driven to the left side. It's through for a base hit. Picked up by Arvizo. He's going to throw it into the cutoff man, and they will cut it. Northwest takes the early lead. An RBI single by Worrell. And Northwest leads it 1-0. Here with two outs in the first. So a little two-out rally by the Crusaders. And this will bring up last night's pitcher. No, that was Jaron Davis. This is Zach Driscoll, the designated hitter today. 366 will hit from the left side with Worrell at first base and two outs. And a 1-0 lead here for the Crusaders in the top of the first. Gabe Ornelas comes set, pitch on the way, fastball outside, ball one. The Crusaders have forced Gabe Ornelas into a lot of pitches here in the first inning. And there's only two outs. Throw to first base, nice play by Zane Garcia to keep in front of him. That ball short hopped him on the way over from Ornelas, and Garcia just squared it up and kept it in front. Worrell back easily. One ball, no strikes on the Crusader designated hitter. Ornelas to the plate, swung on, lifted high on the infield to the shortstop. Bevins, he's underneath it, and he'll catch it for out number three, but not before the Northwest Christian Crusaders get one run on two hits, no errors, and one left after half an inning. Northwest 1, Stafford coming to bat. We'll be back right after this.